very good morning to Louise Ward of Wardini Books in Havelock North.
Good morning.
Beautiful day in the bay, I hope.
It is a beautiful day. It's pretty cold, but the sun is shining, so that's rather nice.
That sounds what winter should be like, once that snow gets up on the car wreckers, the temperature finally drops up there. Now, you have been reading Cardboard Cowboys by Brian Conahan.
Well, I have. It's a chapter book, so it's about 9 to 13, I would say, years old. We have a hero, Lenny. He's 12, and he's having an absolutely terrible time. He's quite a big lad, and he's bullied mercilessly at school, and there's some serious fat-shaming going on. He's a talented boy, though, and an avid reader, great singer, and like our very own Ricky Baker, he's a dab hand at composing haikus. Of course, you know, no one knows any of this stuff about him because he can't really stick his head above the parapet. And on top of all this, his big brother Frankie is no longer living at home. And this is a really important plot point that comes up later. Everyone's sad about it, and it's all Lenny's fault, or so he thinks. He thinks his parents and everybody blames him for this. So Lenny's got this bench that he sits on by the canal, and he goes down there when he wags the horror house that's school for him. It's quiet down there and no one can get at him. And he's particularly miserable on this day when we meet him. And because he's so fed up and frustrated with life, he's got this can of iron brew. He really likes to drink iron brew. And he lobs it into the canal. And he's quite startled when he gets this telling off by a chap who, it turns out, has made his cardboard castle on its banks. It's a homeless guy that's living down there. Lenny's quite fascinated by this chap, and he comes back another day to nosy into this bloke's life. And his name's Bruce, and he plays guitar really well and busks in town. And as the story progresses, he might just be Lenny's friend, which is a bit exciting, as he doesn't have any friends. It's such a heartfelt, lovely story of a kid who's really doing it tough. Like, a grown-up reader knows exactly where big brother Frankie is and where their mother is sending her letters to Frankie. But there's a slow reveal, and the subplot behind it all is going to work a treat for younger readers who might not pick what a grown-up reader would. And Lenny's woes find a seasoned, wise ear in Bruce. And again, as an adult reader, although I love the simplicity of the relationship, I started to feel a bit uneasy about it. A 12-year-old kid hanging out on a canal bank with a 40-year-old bloke sounded dodgy. But, and this is really clever, I was so delighted to have all my plot fears addressed and allayed in a clever, real clever tying up of the threads by the end of the book. So it's all explained really nicely. It's a really special story. So it deals with loneliness, grief, misunderstanding and hurt in this really gentle and sensitive way. Lenny's fully aware of his situation. And as this is a first-person narrative, there's much saying of rude words in his head and some truly entertaining Glaswegian colloquialisms. I should have said it's set in Glasgow before. I thought it was just my dad that said bahookie instead of bum, but it turns out that that's actually a thing. So it's a book for children and adults who have ever felt bullied or marginalised, and for everyone else to read in order to become kinder. Lenny's a really cool kid, and it just takes the right people to lead him to that realisation. I love this book. Highly recommend.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for that. And the book is Cardboard Cowboys by Brian Conahan. Louise Ward of Wardini Books has reviewed it. It's published by Bloomsbury, $18 the price.